Okay, today we're going to learn Beitza Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding toward the top of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the second line on the page on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph in Maseches Beitza, and we're going to start with the Braisa. Now, by Shabbos and Yom Tov, when one davens Shmona Esrei, it's a little bit of a misnomer. There aren't Shmona Esrei brachos. In fact, there are only seven brachos. The same three that we start every Shmona Esrei with, the same three that we end every Shmona Esrei with, and only one bracha in the middle that relates to Shabbos or Yom Tov. But what happens when Yom Tov and Shabbos coincide? So that's what this Braisa is about. How many brachos does one recite? Tan Rabbanan. Yom Tov Shechal Lios B'Shabbos. If Yom Tov and Shabbos coincide, B'Sham Yomrim Mispalel Shmona. There are eight brachos because you have to say one bracha for Shabbos and one bracha for Yom Tov in the middle. Va'omer Shal Shabbos B'Fnei Atzma V'Shal Yom Tov B'Fnei Atzma. Each one gets its own independent bracha. U'Beisil Yomrim Mispalel Sheva. Beisil says, no, only seven brachos, and that middle bracha is Maschil B'Shal Shabbos and Messiah B'Shal Shabbos. Va'omer Kedush Siyom B'Emtza. Starts with talking about the themes of Shabbos, ends with talking about the themes of Shabbos, but in the middle of the middle bracha, we also mention Yom Tov. Rabbi Yomer Afchosim ba Mekadish HaShabbos Yisrael v'Hazmanim. Rabbi says, not only does it start talking about Shabbos and in the middle move to Yom Tov, but at the end, you're chosim with both Shabbos and Yom Tov. Mekadish HaShabbos Yisrael v'Hazmanim. So Tani Tana Kamed Ravina, Mekadish Yisrael v'HaShabbos v'Hazmanim. That Rabbi's shita was that Mekadish to say Mekadesh Yisrael v'Shabbos v'Azmanim, not HaShabbos Yisrael v'Azmanim. So Amalei, Ravina says, why would you mention Kedush Yisrael before Kedush Shabbos? I understand very well Kedushas Yom Tov has to be mentioned only after you mention Kedushas Yisrael, because it is the Jewish people that make Yom Tov holy. Without the Jewish people determining the calendar, there is no Yom Tov. But Shabbos, Atu Shabbos Yisrael Mekachilei, V'Shabbos Mekachilei V'Keima. Shabbos isn't designated by the Jewish people at all. Shabbos is there since the days of creation. It's automatic every 7 days. Ela Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael V'Azmanim. Rather, the proper bracha is Mekadesh HaShabbos. You mention Shabbos before Yisrael, then you mention Yisrael V'Azmanim, because it's only Yisrael that's Mekadesh V'Azmanim. Amar Rav Yosef Halacha K'Rabbi, the Kedetaritz Ravina. We paskin like Rabbi that the middle bracha should conclude with both the mention of Shabbos and Yom Tov, but the way Ravina understands it, that first you mention Kedusha Shabbos, and then you mention Kedusha Yisrael, and then Kedushas Yom Tov, which is dependent on Kedushas Yisrael. Tan Rabban, Shabbos Chalios B'Rosh Chodesh B'Chol Shalmoed. If you have Shabbos, that's Rosh Chodesh or Cholamoed. Arvis V'Shachris U'Mincha Mispalel Sheva V'Omer Me'in Hama'ora Be'Avoda. At Mariv, at Shachris, and at Mincha, you daven the regular Shabbos Shmona Esrei, except you add in Yala V'Yavo in the Bracha V'Avoda V'im Lo Amar Machzir Noso. And if you forget Yala V'Yavo, you have to repeat Shmona Esrei. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Be'Hoda'a. Rabbi Eliezer says you mention Rosh Chodesh or Cholamoed in the bracha of Hoda'a. Ube Musafin, when it comes to the tefillah of Musaf, Maschil B'Shal Shabbos, Umesayim B'Shal Shabbos, V'omer Kedusha Seyom Be'emtza. You start that middle bracha talking about Shabbos, you finish that middle bracha talking about Shabbos, and you mention the Kedusha Seyom in the middle of that bracha. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmael, Benosh, Rabbi Yochum, and Broka, Omrim, Kol Mokom, Shuhuskak, L'Sheva, any time that you have to say seven brachos, even by Shachros, Mincha, Mariv, of Shabbos, that happens to be Rosh Chodesh, Shechol, Amoed, you always Maschil B'Shal Shabbos, Umesayim B'Shal Shabbos. You don't say Yalav Yavo, even at Shachris, at Mariv, at Mincha, you say seven brachos, and that middle bracha should include some themes of the uniqueness of that day, in addition to Shabbos. Amar Rav Huna in Halacha Kos Hazug. He says, we don't pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Ishmael that say that the Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed elements would be mentioned in the middle bracha, even of Shachris, of Mincha, and of Mariv. Now, when Beis Din was Mekadesh the Chodesh al Pi Ariyah, based on seeing the new moon, the places that the Shulchan Beis Din could not reach until the middle of the month to let them know how many days the previous month had, had what we call a Sveika Diyoma. They didn't know which day the Yom Tov was really chal on, so they made 2 days of Yom Tov. Based on that, Amar Rav Chiya Barashi Amar Rav. But Rav Chiya Barashi Amar Rav says, Maniach Adam Meruvit Chumin, miyom tov lechavero umasna. A person could put out an eruv tchumen from one yom tov to the next and make a tanai on each one of them. On the first day, he says, if today is really the yom tov, so then this eruv doesn't mean anything. I'm only making this eruv on the tanai that today is chol, that it's because you're not allowed to make an eruv on yom tov. And on the second day, you can make a tanai that if today is really kodesh, then the eruv I'm putting out today is not an eruv. But what the Erev I made yesterday should count as an Erev. And if only yesterday was Kodesh and today is Chol, so I'm making an Erev right now. And then therefore it would turn out that Miman of Shech on the Shabbos that follows these 2 days of Yom Tov, assuming that Yom Tov are Thursday and Friday, on the Shabbos that follows, he'll be allowed to go outside of the Tchum utilizing one of those two Eruvim. Rava says that when you have 2 days of Yantav and Galus that fall on Thursday and Friday, and you're not sure which one is Kodesh, which one is Chol, and you remember on the first day of Yantav that you didn't set aside an Eruv Tavshilin, so you can also do the same thing. You make that tonight, where you set up an Eruv Tavshilin, and you say that if today is really Chol, so then it's the perfect time to make the Eruv Tavshilin, so that I'll be able to cook tomorrow on Friday for Shabbos. If today is really Yom Tov, well then I won't even need an Eruv Tavshilin to cook tomorrow, because tomorrow will really be a Chol. So says the Gemara, Man Yamar Eruv Tchumin, the one who says that you're allowed to make this kind of Tanai when it comes to an Eruv Tchumin, Kolshkin Eruv Tavshilin, all the more so will say you're allowed to do it for an Eruv Tavshilin. Well, Man Yamar Eruv Tavshilin, the one that says that it's permissible to do for an Eruv Tavshilin might say, Aval Eruv Tchumin Lo, that you can't do it for an Eruv Tchumin. It's much stricter by Eruv Tchumin. My time, why is it that Eruv Tchumin is stricter? Delimikni Shvisa B'Shabata Lo. Because maybe to acquire Shvisa, to declare a place of residence, on Shabbat over here, it's ironic. Shabbat means on Yontif, on a day that is holy, that we're very hesitant about. You know, it's one thing to set up an Erev Tavshilin where all it involves is cooking, which you're allowed to do on Yontif anyway, but to set up a day as a day to set up a residence rather on a day that's really kodesh, we're not going to allow. Tan Rabbanan, ein ofen miyom tov lechaveru. One is not allowed to bake bread on one day of yontif for the next day of yontif, because maybe that first day is kodesh and the second day is chol, and it turns out that you baked from yom tov to chol, and you're not allowed to, the ochel nefesh is only mutter on yontif for that day, not for a weekday. You're not allowed to cook on yontif for a weekday. But here's the trick. If you want to make extra food and you want to have food left over for the weekdays, a woman could fill up a whole pot full of meat, even though you only need one piece of meat for Yom Tov. A baker can fill up a whole barrel full of water, even though he only needs one pitcher of water for his baking for that day. But in terms of actual baking, he's only allowed to bake what he actually thinks he's realistically going to need for that day. A woman could fill up the whole oven with bread, even though each loaf of bread is a little more work, and you're not really allowed to do more work. You see, it's one thing when you fill up a whole pot with meat, you turn on the fire, and it's turning on the fire once for all the meat that's in the pot, so it's no extra work for all the extra meat. But by baking bread, each loaf of bread has to be put in individually, and it's going to be really more work. Rabbi Shimon Lazar nevertheless says that a woman could fill up the whole tanner with pas, because it gets baked very well, and meaning bread gets baked better when the oven is full. Amar Rava halach Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rava says yes, and we paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Ibailu mishlo iniach ruvi tavshilin hu neesar v'kimcho neesar odilma hu neesar ve'ein kimcho neesar. If someone did not set aside an erev tavshilin, does it become usher for him to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, and also his flour cannot be baked on Yom Tov, even by other people? Or do we say, no, he's not allowed to cook or bake, but his flour, his ingredients, are allowed to be used? L'may nafkemina, l'aknu yakim chalachim, can he be makna his his flour to other people. If you say that, or does he need to be makan his kemach to other people? If you say he's aser and his kemach is aser, so he can't use his kemach to bake, but if he's makne it to other people, now it's not his kemach anymore, it belongs to them, that would be fine. But if you hold that the iser is only on him, but not on his flour, you don't even need to be makne your kemach to other people. It's automatic that that they're allowed to use it anyway. It wouldn't even be needed. So my, the Gemara wants to know, what is the halacha? How do we paskin? Tashma, the Gemara says, let's bring a raya. Someone did not set aside an erev tavshilin, is not allowed to bake, not allowed to cook, not allowed to do hatmana, which is insulating, not for himself, for anyone else. And others can't do it for him. Ketzaduah says, so what does he do? Makne kimcha l'acherim. He should be makne's flour to other people. Va'ofen lo mvashen lo. And then they can bake for him or cook for him. Shema mina. Hu nasar v'kimcha nasar shema mina. So it seems to be that both he and his kemach is aser. And that seems to be a raya, that the only way to make it work at that point is to be makne it to another person. Okay, Baz Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Ibayilahu toward the bottom of the page.